Hello, I'm Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me in the studio is Lorraine Dion, Director of Public Relations and Special Events at the Kent County Tourism Office. Lorraine, welcome to Delaware State of the Arts.
Thanks, Kristen. It's great to be here.
Now, Kent County Tourism is a very active organization that's promoting the arts, sports, any kind of events and happenings in Kent County. So could you describe a little bit about what your office does?
I certainly can. We're basically, a nonprofit organization, and our role is to generate overnights to the hotels in Kent County, provide excellent visitor experiences for our visitors to the area, and encourage return stays. And we do this by promoting our assets, which are the arts and our history and our events.
And there are lots of organizations that you promote that do provide arts. So can you talk a little bit about some of the promotional activities that you're involved with?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. First of all, community partnership is a really important in Kent County to get visitors there. And we partner with numerous arts organizations statewide. I mean, we work with the Delaware Division of the Arts, Delaware Arts Alliance, local arts groups like the Mispillion Art League, the Dover Art League, many individual artists, places like venues like the Schwartz Center for the Arts. And we love to cross market and promote each other. But overall, we try to see the bigger picture where everything fits in together and we can provide this ultimate experience, like come and shop downtown, go to the theater, go to an art exhibit, stay overnight, and please come back.
Right. It's great to integrate the different experiences, because I know a lot of visitors aren't just looking for one thing to do, right?
They certainly aren't. And our demographics show that the majority of visitors to Kent County, although many come to the NASCAR events and Firefly, a lot of the festivals like that, many of our visitors are heritage and cultural tourism visitors that per person, they spend more money than any, one else in the travel industry. So for us, we need to provide them with more than one experience while they're here.
And can you give an idea about how much a visitor, is there an average amount that a visitor might spend who's spending the night here in Kent County?
Yes, there actually is. And the State of Delaware Tourism Office has the most current and accurate figures, but I will try to do the best of my ability to recollect right now, but I would say per person per night is probably about $100 in Kent County. I mean, that's on top of already like your hotel room and what you are paying to go to the theater that night or something. So this is just like extra purchases while you're here.
And I think that one great thing about Delaware, too, is a visitor could see the whole state in a weekend if they went, or at least travel the state in a weekend. Seeing something in Wilmington one night, the next day go to the beach and end maybe at Kent County at a show or something.
They certainly could, because the whole state is only 96 miles long with three counties. And what we do at Kent County is we work with our colleagues in Newcastle County and also in Sussex County and put together itineraries for visitors as well as travel writers. So we get some great articles. So you can go statewide. I mean, for example, we did one last year where we worked with Newcastle County. It was a 3-day tour about the Underground Railroad. And we've done it with the arts with, Southern Delaware. So it is quite possible to provide people with a great experience statewide.
Yeah. And Kent County has been this site of some exciting major events that have started to create this whole music atmosphere in Kent County. So do you want to talk a little bit about
those? Yeah, we're calling ourselves the East Coast music capital, of the world. Really excited. I mean, we're at Firefly Festival, which I'm sure by now everyone has heard of. But last year, 80,000 people came 4 days. This year, 90,000. 300,000 are expected, and the study last year showed it brought $68 million into the economy for Kent County. But with that being said, there are two major country music festivals also this summer, one in Dover Downs and one at Harrington. Then on top of the great music that the Delaware State Fair has always brought in for years already, and people are actually not only coming from all across the country, but all across the world. I mean, so it's very exciting. It brings a lot of people to Delaware that might not, you know, have come before, sure. and that will return. So it's excellent.
And I believe that Firefly did a lot of research before choosing Dover as their site, just because it is a nice location that is accessible from lots of major areas. Is that right?
That is correct. And yeah, it's easily accessible. And there are a lot of great partners here. Like when you think, for example, when you're at Firefly, they're partnering with Dogfish Head Brewery. I mean, there right. are a lot of really other extra entities that are very unique and special to Delaware. That they're getting their name out there with partnering to with Firefly.
And I think that example sort of set the stage for these other music festivals to come to town.
Oh, I did. They did. And I think there is something happening all the time, not only in Kent County, but in Delaware. I mean, it's an exciting place to be for the arts and for, you know, history.
Yes, sure is. So let's talk about your job as the Director of Public Relations and Special Events. What is involved in that? It sounds like a really busy job.
It is a really busy job. We have a staff of, like, we say 4.5 people, 4 full-time, 1 part-time, because most tourism entities do not plan special events, and ours have sort of been grandfathered into our organization. So my job is I plan events and coordinate, for example, it'll be next year, the 83rd annual Dover Days Festival, which is a 3-day event. This year, 55,000 people came to that
event.
And we continually add more activities. We've generated a lot of group tours overnight. So my job is to oversee and put all those pieces together, as well as we raise the money for the events that we put on too. So 20 years ago, City Dover, more than 20, said, please, you know, help continue this event and make it bigger, which we did. We also do the annual Amish Country Bike Tour. It's not, you know, arts related, but this is its 29th year. Last year, 2,800 people came, making it the largest cycling event in the state of Delaware. My job is to plan that. And luckily for us last year, too, not only does it bring people in from all across the country, one of our local arts businesses, Park Green Galleries, put together a beautiful exhibit and lecture program. And I want to say Delaware Division of the Arts may have been a part of that, but focusing on the Amish countryside of west of Dover, the cycling, and so it extended what is a 1-day event to like a 2 or 3 day event. My job's Amish Country Bike Tour, and we also proudly promote the Delaware Wine and Beer Festival, which is going into its 6th year, and we are probably the only, it's the only festival that incorporates all of the state, the breweries, wineries, distilleries. We have several meaderies coming in. We focus on a lot of local artisans are invited to that event as well. And the past several years, it's been held at the Delaware Agricultural Museum and Village in the 19th century historic village as part of the museum. So for us, not only does it bring our local craft breweries and wineries, but we've got the arts involved. We've got a beautiful museum involved. We're focusing on our history trail. So that's what I do, and I love doing that. I also take travel writers around. I try to generate itineraries for them, encourage stories to write about our region. And then, of course, we promote and market it out to all the major metropolitan areas. So, and all of our jobs at our organization overlap. So that's it in a nutshell. It's exciting.
Yeah, and I do know from doing some of these events and being a part of them that there's always music.
Definitely.
There are visual artists. So there are opportunities for artists to be To gain exposure of their work and at most of these events.
Yeah, if people want to know that, I mean, they can find us at visitdover.com. Any, you know, to artists or artisans interest, if any of this sounds interesting and they'd like to talk about more and how they could become involved, we'd be happy to discuss it.
That's great. So what is the timeline for these events? I know that Dover Days is in May.
That's right. It's always the first weekend in May, and we've already had several meetings for Dover Days of next year. Next year, it's 7th, 8th, and 10th, which in Sunday happens to be Mother's Day. So we'll have to see, I know, what we can do with that.
Right.
The Amish Country Bike Tour is always the Saturday after Labor Day, whatever, you know, that date falls. And the Delaware Wine and Beer Festival, this year is October 17th, and it has a tendency to be the third Sunday of the month. But that may vary. We try to move that event to different venues in Kent County so people can see the other beautiful things there.
Great.
Yeah.
And I know that these beer and wine festivals and they've been gaining in number and in popularity because Delaware has a really growing agribusiness in that area.
Oh, most definitely. And particularly in Kent County, we now have we call it the Good Libations Tour. We have 3 breweries, 2 wineries, distillery, and we'll have a meadery, and they're all within like 23 miles of each other. And so when you think about it, they're all promoting each other. So for example, the local distillery in Smyrna is using honey from a local beekeeper. Mm. They're buying strawberries from a local farm. They're working with a cranberry farmer down the street to make cranberry vodka. They're also housed in a beautifully restored historic theater in a little tiny downtown that is now experiencing a revitalization. So talk about everything being connected. It's phenomenal. And their artwork on their labels. I'm just going to point out the Painted Stave in Smyrna, for example, the distillery. Not only was it restored, but they left the original theater sconces on the walls, which it was amazing, the original floors. They've incorporated an art gallery in there for local artists to exhibit. It's a venue that you can also rent out. They have bottling parties where you can actually sign up. They advertise at Facebook and Twitter, all social media, where you can help bottle the product and you can sign the label. This is like awesome. And and their labels are taken from local, historical sites, major attractions. I mean, there's always a play on words with their labels. So when you think about it, it's great that, I don't know if now is the time or if it's all coming together, but Milford is experiencing the same thing with their little mini arts district down there. It took many years to get it going, but you've got the environment, art, beautiful local restaurants, and a brewery down there too, and they all work together, and everyone is being promoted. It's excellent.
Yeah, that is wonderful. I want to take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today I'm talking with Lorraine Dion, Director of Public Relations and Special Events at the Kent County Tourism Office. We were just talking about some of the towns in Kent County and how they've really been experiencing these great rebirths that are involving wineries, restaurants, the arts. So we were just touching on Milford.
Yeah, Milford's done some beautiful art galleries down there. They now have 2 bed and breakfasts. You've got the Mispillion Riverwalk right through the center of town, so you can walk along the river. You can go kayaking. You can go canoeing. Several of the restaurants do farm to table. They all have beautiful art exhibits there.
Right.
I mean, and the Mispillion Art League down there is in their location downtown. They do some beautiful exhibits and workshops. We have the the Riverfront Theater downtown, not right. only showing plays, but movies on, you know, classic films on Friday and Saturday nights. And on Friday nights, they're in Spanish, which I think is really pretty awesome.
Right.
We have the Delaware Music School there. You've got two bakeries right on Main Street. I mean, it is a perfect walkable town. And it took many years to get that way. With a lot, people think it happens overnight, but it took a lot of hard work with a lot of partners to do that. Smyrna's experiencing that right now as well. And I mean, and Dover's on its way too. The mm-hmm. Schwartz Center is doing some phenomenal programming right now.
Yes.
And the center of town. And we're all part of, I think Kristen, you're aware of this, is the Eat, Drink, and Buy Art Initiative, mm-hmm. you know, that the Eastern Shore. And so it's been wonderful to be able to work with these little towns in Maryland so we can promote the arts regionally.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
and history. And we have the same thing. Delaware is now part of the Atlantic Vintage wine region.
Oh.
And which is part of Maryland, it's part of Pennsylvania, and southern New Jersey, because they say the area, the whole area, the climate and the soil, it's kind of like the way it was in Bordeaux, France.
Oh.
And so they're looking at this as being the next Sonoma. So we are part of that region, and our wineries, Nassau Valley is in there, you know, the Harvest Ridge, Piccadilly. So they're all promoting themselves, and all of it, and you know, the arts is not separate from that. It's all
right.
connected. So.
Right. Well, that's the best way, I think, to view anything, is that it's not these little separate entities, but everyone is working together. Everyone's promoting each other, and it's a whole package. And I'm sure all these exciting new things make your job even more interesting.
It does. It makes us busier, which we like. It does, because we have something to market and
right.
package to people, like, you know, in D.C., New York. Most of our visitors come from D.C., Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, a lot from Florida, too, which is, you know, kind of amazing. So when we advertise and market our region, it gives a lot to package together or to get travel writers interested, so we can
right.
with so many wonderful experiences, we can aim for demographics that include, you know, baby boomers, young professionals, families, you know, a lot of great things for families. So we can say, where can you drive on a tank of gas to get here? But, you know, if you're coming from North Carolina, this is what you can do for 3 days up here,
right.
or 4 days, or your week. We also can market for, you know, conventions and meetings to get them to book here, because we have a lot of things for people to do, you know, group tours. So, yeah, it does make my job easier.
Right. Now, Dover Days, I believe, is your biggest event that you produce. Is that correct?
It is. Yes. I think I mentioned this past year in May, 55,000 people came to it. It's a three-day event.
So talk about the arts that you've incorporated into that event.
Well, what we've tried to do with Dover Days, we do for people that haven't been there, it basically started as a home and, you know, and garden tour back in 1933. So there's a lot of emphasis on Dover Days on the colonial era of Dover. So you still can see traditional maypole dancing, one of the largest, you know, costume parades with the governor's grand marshal in a carriage. So we have a lot of things that focus on colonial activities, but we go all the way through contemporary times. So that way we incorporate, we'll do plein air art mm-hmm. festivals as part of Dover Days. The Biggs Museum of American Art, Decorative Arts is heavily involved in Dover Days. We also do the forgotten arts. We will have artisans who come and demonstrate, you know, weaving and bobbin lace making and things that people, you know, have forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
We incorporate a lot of contemporary arts in the sense that we offer a lot of plays and music mm-hmm. and things like that. And if it's a special year, like we want to highlight the several years ago, we focused on the 330th anniversary of William Penn laying out the city of Dover. So we brought in the American Historical Theater a week ahead of time.
Mm.
We have, so what we will do is try to do many activities and events related to the arts and history the week leading up to Dover Days. This year, interesting enough, so the coming year, in 2016, the extra activities we are going to add are going to be related. Our community partners got together with Kent County Tourism, and we determined that it's going to be historic preservation. Mm. And we are doing it because 2016 will be the 50th anniversary of the passing of the National Historic Preservation Act, which is really critical to every state and also to Dover, because not only are you promoting, we'll be able to promote our history and our architecture and the importance of preserving it, but with the Biggs Museum and the library and all our community partners, we can focus on the preservation of their areas, which will also include the visual arts. And I can see a lot of great things happening with this topic that are going to involve more arts, preserving, you know, particular pieces of music, and just not like things in a collection. You know, what it takes to preserve a beautiful painting at the Biggs. So I see that's going to bring a whole different focus on the arts this coming year.
And I know you usually kick off on, is it Friday night, with the Dover Symphony?
We have had the Dover Symphony in the past, and we'll see, you know, what will happen next year. But yeah, definitely there's always a big musical aspect to Friday night of Dover Days, a musical component, fireworks, which in my mind are even better than the 4th of July fireworks. I mean, we'll be involving the Schwartz Center for the Arts. You know, it's also a Friday night art loop in Dover. So everything connected Friday night of Dover Days is with the visual and performing arts. And then we go right into, Saturday and Sunday.
I would like for you once again to give your website and talk about a couple ways people can find out about your information.
Our website is visitdover.com, and you can go there to see our calendar of events, what's coming up. Even if you're interested, we have stuff out there already, you know, about 2016 Dover Days, our Beer and Wine Festival, other things. So it's particularly if you're an artisan or artist, you know, all of our contact information is out there. If you want to talk in person, it's 302-734-4888. And since I'm Lorraine, you can email me at ldion@visitdover.com. But we're all over. We have a Facebook page for, you know, the Delaware Capital Region. We have a Twitter. Our handle is Delaware Capital. We also have Facebook pages for every event we have, so you can find us.
Great. And you can also sign up for your newsletters and email blasts, I'm sure, there as well. We've come to the end of our time, and I'd like to thank Lorraine Dion of Kent County Tourism. Thanks for joining us today.
It's been great, Kristen.